Number one, it could be a genetic problem. It could be that in the womb, the fetus develops the different parts, and it's possible that that part was not differentiated enough and it did not become... Like, you have cases where the eye just doesn't even exist, but that's very, very rare. Of course, at an early age, you have also premature children, premature babies. They also are at risk for eye problems because not enough oxygen going to the retina. And if that's not looked after, they can also develop blindness or become blind. And then, of course, you have so many other diseases. That's why it's so important that at birth, the child's eyes are looked at. And of course, at age 6 months and beyond. If you're nearsighted, means you don't see things well in the distance. When you get to about age 40, even though you could see things clearly, what happens is when you become presbyopic, things move a bit away from you. But you find that people who are at age 40 or more, if they're nearsighted, they can take off their glasses and read. Nearsighted people tend to read properly for quite a long time, unless they have astigmatism or other problems that make it worse. If you're farsighted, you look in the distance, you can see well. For reading, then you have a problem. If your farsightedness is under control, then what happens is that if your focusing is under control, you can see clearly to read. That happens. But mostly you find that people who can see very clearly to read at age 70 and 80 are usually nearsighted. And the others just have very good control of their accommodation, their focusing ability.